with formaldehyde. Stuck him in a basement crypt, just like back in old Egypt. But if he was alive, he would have flipped, cause he wanted to be part of nature's trip. Free the dead, free the dead, free the dead, free the dead, free the dead. Feed them to the maggots, bears, and worms. Free the dead, free the dead, free the dead, free the dead. Let them decompose on their own terms. 5 days later, they buried him in a box of wooden tin. Maggots trying to get in. Man, it sure was frustrating. When they finally made it through, they tasted him and all said, ew! How's he gonna decompose when he's all filled up with chemicals? Free the dead, free the dead, free the dead, free the dead. Feed them to the maggots, bears, and worms. Free the dead, free the dead, free the dead, free the dead. Let them decompose on their own terms. So if you have a relative who for much longer will not live, don't preserve them in a box when they could please a famished fox. Or let a buzzard use its beak to feed its family for a week. Wouldn't they rather be a meal for an old bobcat to paw and peel? Free the dead, free the dead, free the dead, free the dead.